that I've encountered when I have traveled, and you talk about Wi-Fi service and availability of Wi-Fi, it's been interesting. You know, if you're in a certain part of the hotel, if you're in the lobby and you come down with your laptop or your tablet, you can get free wireless. But if you're in another part of the hotel or you're in your room, you've got to pay a fee. What are the hotels out there? What kind of studies are done in the hotels that offer you the best of Wi-Fi?
Yeah, it's really frustrating. And we were talking about my trip to Myrtle Beach. The company asked me what I wanted in a hotel room, and a king-size bed or whatever. So I don't care as long as the hotel has good Wi-Fi. And now there's a website, hotelwifitest.com, that you can go to, and it keeps track of the hotel chains that have the best Wi-Fi on the average around the country. And some of the leaders in best Wi-Fi will surprise you, because they're not the huge names when it comes to hotels. So hotelwifitest.com is a nice little resource and a cool thing to check out.
So that would be the place to go to check it out and find out, at least at the very least, who's got the fastest of Wi-Fi.
Yeah, when it comes to the chains, yeah.
Okay.
Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
All right, what you got for us as far as the App of the Week, Rick?
It's a website this week, and it's building on what we just talked about. Speedspot.org is a website you can go to. So if you know the city where you're heading, you put that city into the little search in this website, and it will tell you the hotels in that city that have the best Wi-Fi. And that's a little easier way to search. You already know the city you're going to, destination you're going to, and that will spill out the hotels that have. And these reviews are from customers and from reviewers, so you get a nice little cross section. So, but there's like over 200 cities on the list, and it's worth a look if you're dependent on Wi-Fi.
All right, so there you go. You got two different websites: hotelwifitest.com and also speedspot.org. All right, before I cut you loose, Rick, quickly, let's just touch on the PGA Championship, which is going to tee off tomorrow morning in Louisville. And it certainly looks like Rory McIlroy is the guy that's got the inside track the way he's playing right now. It's a matter of, I don't know if it's a matter of anyone that can catch him, but more like a matter of if Rory slips up, that might be the thing that lets anybody else into it.
Everybody's going to be watching Rory, and of course everyone's going to be watching a Tiger. So I think Rory's scaring some people right now, but in golf things can change really quickly. And a cool social media follow, one of those kind of parody accounts is opened on Twitter, and it's Tiger Woods parking spot at the PGA Championship. The guy that's running it is hysterical. So it's like TW parking spot or something, Tiger Woods parking spot. So it is definitely worth a follow for the next week or so at the PGA Championship.
What, they're going to have a camera that's just sitting there at Tiger's parking spot to see if he comes limping back to the car?
Yeah. Well, what they did was the Golf Channel had a camera fixated on the parking spot to see when this Tiger arrived.
Right. I saw that today.
Yeah, this parody account popped up for the parking spot, and the tweets are coming from the actual parking spot. And it's pretty darn funny. So there's a little tip your listeners can check out over the next 4 days.
All right, people are sick. We know that, but
I know.
Sometimes it goes beyond sick. It's actually a little bit mean. If you want to know the truth, it's mean-spirited, but look, it's Tiger Woods, so even though he's got no chance whatsoever, he's 40-1. I think that's being kind of kind. I can't believe he's not at least triple digits. There's no way he contends in this tournament after everything that he's been through.
Golf is a strange sport, Mitch. You're probably right, but as you know, in the world of sports, stranger things have happened.
All right, Rick, we'll talk next week. You're going to be in Green Bay, right?
Yep, I'll be talking after a couple days at Green Bay practice, and I'll give you an update and let you know how the Green and Gold are looking.
All right, well, look, the Falcons don't play the Packers, but we want some secrets. Whatever, we're sending you on a spying mission. How's that sound?
Well, I'm a Packer fan, so which man am I spying? Who am I spying for?
All right, won't be spying for us. Rick, safe travels, my friend.
Mitch, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right. There you go. Rick Leppert, Wireless Wednesday. You can follow Rick on Twitter, @RickRoswell. Or if you want to check out some of the things that we talked about in this segment, all you need to do is go to Rick's website, which is ricklimpert.info.